Welcome to the Esports Recap, where we cover yesterday's matches. My name is Boyd, and today we have some IEM Road to Rio, some RLCS, as well as some Smash Big House 10. So let's get started. Starting us off in the IEM Road to Rio, we have the APAC division, where, to start us off with their playoffs, we had IHC Esports going 2-0 over GG HAL, where they have won 16-14 on Ancient and 16-4 on Nuke. Our other upper bracket semifinal match was Greyhound and Rare Atom, where Greyhound would take a 16-9 win on Inferno, Rare Atom would take a 16-2 win on Ancient, and Greyhound would win it 2-1, taking it on Vertigo 19-17 in overtime. On to the upper bracket final, you had IHC Esports and Greyhound, where IHC would take it 2-0 with a 16-12 win on Inferno and a 19-16 in overtime win on Mirage, setting them on qualifying for the IAM Intel Masters. On to the lower bracket semifinals, you had GG HAL and RA Rare Atom going 2-1, where GG HAL would take it 16-4 on Ancient, Rare Atom on 16-11 on Inferno, but it will be our GGH boys to take it 16-10 on Mirage, where they will move on to the lower bracket final to play Greyhound to see who is the final qualifier for the IEM. And it'll be the Greyhounds, 2-0 on Ancient, 16-11 on Ancient, and 16-12 on Inferno. Moving us on over to the American division, we have the results. No playoffs here, but there are some results. We will see the top six teams proceed to the IEM Rio Major. In sixth place, you had Complexity going 3-2. Furia in fifth going 3-1. 00 Nation 3-1 in fourth. 9Z Team in third going 3-1. And your top two are Team Liquid with 3-0 and Evil Geniuses 3-0. Moving us right along over to the European division, where our top six qualifiers, my apologies, top eight qualifiers will be Outsiders in 8th, 3-2, Mouse in 7th, 3-2, Big in 6th going 3-2, our 3-1 teams, 5th you have Team Vitality, Heroic in 4th, and OG in 3rd, and in 2nd, 3-0 is ENCE, and in 1st is, of course, Na'Vi, 3-0. Then on to our second European division, you see our top eight going to be Fnatic 3-2. Seventh, we have Team Gamer Legion 3-2. 3-2, Bad News Eagles in sixth. Cloud9 in fifth with a 3-1 record. Team Spirit in third, tied for third with Sprout, each going 3-1. And you had in second, Ninjas in Pajamas going 3-0. FaZe Clan in first, 3-0. Moving on over to Rainbow Six Siege, where you will see their Playday 8 was on Saturday, where you had FaZe going 8-6 over MIBR on Skyscraper, FaZe taking 5 attack, 3 defense, MIBR getting 2 defense, 4 attack. Fury up next, taking Chaos 8-6 in overtime, taking 3 attack, 5 defense, and Chaos taking 4 defense, 2 attack. W7M, our next overtime win, on Border taking 4 attack, 4 defense, and Team 1 taking 3 attack, 3 defense. Black Dragons taking a 7-0 sweep over the Ninjas in Pajamas, on Border taking 6 attack, 1 defense, leaving NIP with nothing. 00 Nation takes it over Liquid 7-5 on Oregon, taking 2 attack, 5 defense, and Liquid taking 4 defense, 1 attack. On to their Sunday matches, Playday 9, you had NIP and Furia on Skyscraper taking it. NIP taking 4 defense, 2 attack, but Furia being able to win it 8-6 in overtime, taking 3 attack, 5 defense rounds. Black Dragons coming in for a 3-7 loss to Team 1, where Team 1 would take it 4 attack, 3 defense. Black Dragons getting 2 defense, 3 attack on Theme Park. MIBR losing to 00 Nation, who take it 8-7 on Bank, going 5 attack and 3 defense, where MIBR get 4 attack, 3 defense rounds. W7M taking a 7-2 win over Chaos with a 5 defense, 2 attack win. Chaos getting 1 attack, 1 defense on Oregon. Liquid with an 8-7 overtime win on Theme Park, going 3 attack, 5 defense. FaZe getting 3 attack, 4 defense rounds. Moving right along to the RLCS, where they're still working on their Fall Regional Open. Starting us off in Europe, 8 qualifying teams going on to the Fall Open will be: in 8th, Monkeys going 3-2, Team Liquid 3-2 in 7th, Carmine Corden 3-2 going in 6th. Our 3-1 teams are Team BDS in 5th, G1 in 4th, Moist Esports in 3rd, and 2nd place goes to Evil Geniuses 3-0 and Auction Esports in 1st. The bottom 8 teams will be going on to the closed qualifier. Well, that'll be Goldbridge Ball, Sonics, Williams Resolve, Solary, Team Vitality, Heat, Top Blokes, and Guild Esports. Moving right along, you have the Sub-Saharan African Regionals, where you see your top 8 teams going to the Fall Open will be: 3-2 teams will be the Bros in 8th, ATK in 7th, AIPX in Gaming in 6th, 3-1 teams being Reformed in 5th, Millennial Times Gaming in 4th, Orlando Pirates XD in 3rd, 2nd place is May Contain Nuts 3-0, and White Rabbit Gaming 3-0. Your 8 bottom teams going on to the closed qualifier will be ICE Esports, Team Espionage, Unity, Arion Esports, Red X Esports, Mills Esport, LMR Legends, and Lupo Rosso. Lots of RLCS here to cover. We're now moving on to the South American Regional, where top 8 teams going on to the Open are Empire Esports in 8th as a 3-2 team, Backroom Enjoyers as a 3-2 team going 7th, Exceed Brazil going 3-2 in 6th, 3-1 teams being Endgame in 5th, Only Outliers in 4th, and Crew Esports in 3rd. Your 3-0 top 2 teams will be The Club in 2nd and Team Secret in 1st, leaving your bottom 8 teams going on to the closed qualifier being Epiphany, Parabellum, Mega, Lotus, Eclipse, Atypical, True Neutral, and MKS Esports. Moving on to our final conversation, we are talking about the Big House 10, where they had Melee and Ultimate going on. Starting us off with Melee, we start from the winner semifinals, where AMSA and Sunsei go at it, where AMSA's Yoshi takes it over Sunsei's Fox 3-1, moving on to the winner's finals, where they will face either Mango or IBDW. Where Mango will take it 3-0 with his Falcon over IBDW's Fox. In the winner's finals, you had AMSA and Mango, where AMSA's Yoshi will take it 3-1 over Mango's Fox. Loser's bracket, where we see Hungrybox taking a 3-0 with his Jigglypuff over Fiction's Falcon. Zane and J-Mook going at it, where Zane's Roy will take it over J-Mook Sheik 3-2. IBDW now going from the winners to the losers, taking on Hungrybox, where he will take it 3-1 with his Fox to Hungrybox's 1-1 with his Jigglypuff. Sunsei and Zane now having to go against each other. Well, Zane will take a 3-0 win, moving on to the loser semis to face IBDW, where he will lose to IBDW 3-1, where IBDW will have to face on Mango, and who will get to go back up to the winner's bracket to take on AMSA, where it'll be Mango with a 3-1 win over IBDW to move him up to the grand finals, where we see in a close going all 5 rounds, AMSA taking a 3-2 win over Mango, putting him in 1st, Mango in 2nd. Congratulations, AMSA. On to the Ultimate Singles, where we started us off with the winner's semifinals. Riddles will take a 3-2 win over Light, moving him onto the winner's finals, where either Onen or Mute Ace will join him, and it'll be Onen who takes a 3-0 win, where he will face Riddles, who will beat him 3-2, moving Riddles onto the grand finals, pushing Onen down into the loser's bracket. Shadik and Tweak going at it in the loser's round 1, where a 3-0 win to Tweak will move him onto the loser's quarters. Dark Wizzy and Kamehameha will take it in the other loser's round 1 match, where Dark Wizzy will take a 3-1 win, moving him on to face Light, where he will lose to Light 3-1. Tweak and Mute Ace, the other quarterfinal match, where Tweak will take a 3-1 win over Mute Ace, moving him on to the semifinals to face Light, where Light will show off his dominance in a 3-2 match, moving him on to the losers' finals, where he will face Onen to see who will take on Riddles in the grand final, where Light will take a 3-1 win, bringing him back to a rematch against Riddles, where Riddles will yet again beat Light, this time 3-1, making him the champion. Congratulations, Riddles. And that's all I've got for you today. Tune in tomorrow, where I will have more RLCS, most likely more Counter-Strike, and we'll see what else. So stay tuned.